echar a correr. Esto sí es serio, mi amigo. Oye, qué lío se va a formar cuando mi gatito sepa. Y es tan simple la razón.
You're listening to Cool Like the Head Baby, WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. I'm one of your hosts, Bobby Familiar.
I'm Jonathan Carver. We got a guest tonight. My brother, Liam.
What's up?
Yeah, he's been on this. Yeah, once again, we're going to have to preface the show. You're not going to be able to tell the difference between John and Liam tonight.
I'm just talking to myself tonight, man.
Yes. I don't even know which one that was. I wasn't looking.
Right, you're just listening to Chio Filano, El Raton.
Mm. Yep. Yeah, we got another Latin song coming at you right now.
Siempre tú me esquivas de alguna manera. darás de cuenta que si te engañan duele.
Te lo juro que sí.
We just thought we had 50 listeners there for a second. I was,
you know, we might have. We might have. The statistics were showing us that we had upwards of 50
if
listeners.
Out there, come back. Come on.
You know, I don't know how they would know
what happened.
That we're calling out to them. Yeah, I think there was just a surge of, you know, we went viral for a moment.
We had a gang of online radio listeners come rolling through.
I've heard about these people who, they surf the web. So if you can imagine this, they're just browsing and coasting along, drifting through the internet. And they must have just landed on our show for a moment there before they just boogied on.
Was it just one, like, solo man, you know, this was a sizable. Yeah, mm-hmm. Must have been 45 listeners,
and that's not counting the millions of people driving their cars in the greater Boston area who could be tuning into 91.5.
It's like, you know, just coming up.
It's a slice of the pie.
But yeah, that was a real. I don't know if it was something I said. God, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they just weren't digging the.
I'm sorry.
The Cubano, yeah.
Well, we're going with more Cubano, so fuck you.
Yeah, we don't need your listenership.
got that sale you shot. Some son of a bitch don't want to buy land. Somebody don't want what you're selling. Some broad you're trying to screw, so forth. Let's talk about something important. Are they all here?
All but one.
Well, I'm going anyway. Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only. You think I'm fucking with you? I am not fucking with you. I'm here from downtown. I'm here from Mitch and Murray. And I'm here on a mission of mercy. Your name's Levine.
Yeah.
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch? I don't gotta listen to this shit. You certainly don't, pal. Because the good news is you're fired. The bad news is you've got all you've got just 1 week to regain your job, starting with tonight. Starting with tonight's sit. Oh, have I got your attention now? Good. Because we're adding a little something to this month's sales contest. As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired. You get the picture? You laughing now? You got leads. Mitch and Murray paid good money. Get their names to sell them. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak. Fucking leads are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
Fuck you. That's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name. And your name is your wanting. And you can't play in the man's game. You can't close them and go home and tell your wife your troubles. Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. You hear me, you fucking faggots? A, B, C. A always, B, B, C closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. A, I, D, A. Attention, interest, decision, action. Attention. Do I have your attention? Interest. Are you interested? I know you are, because it's fuck or walk. You close or you hit the bricks. Decision. Have you made your decision for Christ? An action. AIDA. Get out there. You got the prospects coming in. You think they came in to get out of the rain? A guy don't walk on the lot lest he wants to buy. They're sitting out there waiting to give you their money. Are you going to take it? Are you man enough to take it? Incredible. What's the problem, pal? You, Moss.
You're such a hero. You're so rich. How come you're coming down here and waste your time with such a bunch of bums?
You see this watch? You see this watch?
Yeah.
That watch costs more than your car. I made $970,000 last year. How much you make? You see, pal, that's who I am, and you're nothing. Nice guy? I don't give a shit. Good father? Yeah. Fuck you. Go home and play with your kids.
Look out for the cops. The
you want to work boom. Here?
Word up.
Close.
Two fives over here, baby.
You think this is abuse?
Two for fives, niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
You think this is abuse, you cocksucker?
Yes,
you can't
man.
Take this. How can you take the abuse you get on a shit?
Check this old fly shit out.
You don't like it.
Word up.
Leave.
Cash rules everything around me. Queen, get the
here
money.
Here we go.
Dollar
check
bill,
this shit.
Yo.
Yeah. I cool up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job, had second hands. Moms bounced on old men, so then we moved to Shaolin Land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G.O. was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. With this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits by high stakes, making my way on fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off, sticking up white boys on ball boards. My life got no better, same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route, so I got with a sick ass click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we make 40 G's. Yo, nigga, respect my, a nigga to Tech Notch. Bow, move from the gate now.
Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the shape of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world, cause shit is deep. I'm in with the dream, with plans to make cream, which fail. I went to jail at the age of 15, a young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not. The court played me short, now I face incarceration. Pacing, throwing up states, my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life is hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving takes, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess, I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth, who explain working hard may help you maintain, to learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick up kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks and stray shots. All on the block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof to kick the truth to the young black youth. But shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer, and ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglected for now, but yo, it got to be accepted that what? The life is hectic.
Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me.
Niggas got to get the money.
Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
Cash can't just get by, bro.
Cream, get the money.
Dollar,
dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, torture, motherfucker.
Cool like the motherfucking head.
Cool back. Like the head. You still listening to WMFO Medford? I'm Bobby Familiar.
I'm Jonathan Callbud.
No, right. I'm Liam.
Hey, Liam.
The brother man.
Hey. Brother man, brother man. Anyway, you were just listening to some Glengarry Glen Ross. Favorite movie of mine. Alec Baldwin really knows how to get it done.
Yeah, have you ever seen The Adjustment Bureau?
No, I have not. Is that the one with Matt Damon?
I don't know. I gotta watch it this weekend.
You have to watch it?
Yeah, for my religion and film class.
Hey, I think I saw that.
On choice for religion and film.
Yeah, it was kind of religious. It was like kind of a weird religious undertone to that movie.
Huh. Yeah, my professor described it as a thriller.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah. Make you sit on the edge of your seat, Liam.
Mm.
Yeah, it's Liam talking, by the way.
I can't trust him. Yeah, I got something I want to talk about, actually. Yeah. There was a bookstore in Harvard Square. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Harvard bookstore?
No, not the Harvard bookstore.
No, Reagan.
Reagan bookstore. Yeah.
The Reagan bookstore?
Raven.
As in the president?
No.
Raven, like the bird.
Yeah, or like the Edgar Allan Poe short story?
Yeah, or like that. Yeah. Used to be a pretty good bookstore. Used to go in there from time to time. It has been replaced by...
A Dunkin' Donuts.
No,
they already got a Dunkin' Donuts in right Harvard Square, but it's called the Elliott Street Cafe.
It's kind of fancy looking.
Yeah, you know? On the outside.
Anyway.
But it's Dunkin' Donuts on the inside. That's a metaphor.
Yeah.
Capitalism.
Anyway, getting back to my story. There is now a vibrator store there called Good Vibrations.
Exclusively?
Yeah, it's all vibrators.
No, there's other stuff in there too, man. I went in there.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's pretty classy. Like, it's just a sex shop, man. Like,
oh, it's highbrow. I thought it was only vibrators because of the name.
Nah.
Pretty clever, though.
Nah, there's some, like, hardcore shit.
There's some hardcore shit in there?
Yeah, it's like GIMP stuff in there. Like, like BDSM.
I didn't think that would float with the Harvard Harvard
right in the
crowd.
Middle of Harvard,
you know, those Harvard jocks are kind of stuffy. We don't like what is it? Fucking burgundy headed Harvard hoity-toity rich boy types.
If you're out there and you listen to Collect the Head though, and you're from Harvard, you know, that's
get the fuck off the radio.
I'm okay with that, you know. I'll take you where I can get it. We need some exposure these days.
We need a taste of this
evening.
Oof.
I felt my heartbeat. You know, I was like, oh, yeah.
All
cool
flushed
the head.
With fever.
Beyond the way up.
Like I said, we went viral.
Yeah, that was real disappointing.
We've even lost two listeners. Those are the Harvard listeners. who just dropped off. Yeah, thanks for those six.
Maybe there was a car listener out there, and maybe they got in a car crash. You know, we can only hope.
Hope that it didn't happen in front of your house,
though. Maybe they're still right now, like, clinging to life, and the radio is still operating, and they're like,
just give up.
Just go to the light.
It's okay. It's okay.
The radio on now.
The last words you'll hear are cool like the head.
Cool like the head.
Cool like the head.
Yo, get us famous in hell. You're definitely going to hell.
Satan about us.
People that die in car accidents don't go to heaven.
Mm-mm. I don't know. Not hell. Like, maybe if you're at fault.
Definitely drunk driving.
Yeah, drunk
you go
driving
to hell.
You're going to.
For
going
sure.
Straight to hell. You're going right into some butthole in the earth. You know, you're getting stuck
not
in
the
it.
Bottom, most bottom layer, but
maybe
not
just
not
the top half of your body is like being sucked on by a little butt.
But it's really tight.
Chewed
and it
up,
cuts
like
off circulation.
Like
yeah. That's I think that's the fourth layer.
That's the fourth.
Uh huh.
What's your personal? The deepest. You know, is that seventh or ninth?
I don't know.
Sixth.
It's six? I don't know.
No. I don't know. I haven't read Dante's Inferno.
I don't know. Well, I mean, what's your personal, like, you getting punished at the bottom of hell, man?
I'd rather not say, really.
Not.
On
it's
radio.
It's kind of humiliating.
I think the true deepest layers would be psychological tormentation, maybe mixed with a little physical pain. But as I'm sure you know, Jonathan, physical pain only takes you so far.
Some people even enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people in hell, maybe. I mean, there could be some of those. You know,
yeah, like Hellraiser 2, where that guy's just getting abused. But then the worst part is when he starts getting psychologically tormented. And, you know, I'm not going to disclose what that.
That's
like, because then, you know, that I give up my, you know, most vulnerable part of my mind out into the public, my weakness for anyone to take and cripple and manipulate.
All six listeners. And there could be 50.
Six malicious people. With malicious
six
intent.
Six Avengers out there. Out for blood.
Yeah, you think hell is like really like psychologically complex like that? Like
I think I think they start you with the physical
really,
pain.
You can only get so intense with physical.
If
know?
You were just getting ripped apart for 1,000 years, eventually it would just be like, oh, and yeah, I got my 9 a.m. like shredded to pieces and my noon, ass raped by a demon. And you just get used to it.
Yeah, it becomes your day-to-day, you know? I mean, it's eternity, so, you're gonna get thousands of years of that getting raped. It becomes, a cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah, but then they start breaking down your mind. I guess your mind's already kind of gone by that point. But they can really mess you up with some virtual reality.
Maybe hell's like, don't think you're in reality, but it just goes really badly all the time for you just having a terrible life.
Yeah, maybe we're in hell now.
I'm in hell. I think about that every day.
Yeah.
Paul Desmond plays in hell, man.
I'm trying to get to heaven, you know? I'm trying to do something, you know? When you do something good, God's like, oh.
Yeah, but
shit.
If you do that something good for the purpose of getting heaven, of getting into heaven, God knows.
God doesn't know my mind.
Omnipotent, man, and omniscient. He knows what's in your mind, and he can control what happens to you.
Like, think one thing to confuse him.
You just live your whole life confusing yourself.
I think you can trick death. You can't trick God.
Yeah,
you can trick God, man.
I'm getting into heaven. I'm going.
Yeah, I'm just gonna bribe St. Peter, give him a couple hundreds. And,
you've been listening to Easy Living by Lee Robin.
And this is the easy listening hour of Cool Like the Head. It's 11:30 on a Thursday night. You're listening to WMFO Medford.
If you're one of our few listeners and you'd like to call in, please call the listener line at 855-915-9636.
855-915-WMFO. Talk to Liam Carbutt on Cool Like the Head.
Dago wop, guinea, garlic bread, pizza slinging, spaghetti bending, Vic Damone, Perry Como, Luciano Pavarotti, solo meal non-singer motherfucker.
You gold teeth, gold chain wearing, fried chicken and biscuit eating, monkey ate baboon, big thigh, fast running, high jumping, spear chucking, 360 degree, basketball dunking, titsoon, spade, Moulignan. Take your fucking pizza and go the fuck back to Africa.
You little slanty-eyed, mean-old-speaky American, own every fruit and vegetable stand in New York, bullshit Reverend Sun Young Moon, Summer Olympic 88 Korean kickboxing sabadam bitch.
You goya bean eating, 15 in a car, 30 in an apartment, pointy shoes, red wearing, menudo meter Puerto Rican cocksucker. Yeah, you!
It's cheap. I got good price for you. Now catch it. How I'm doing? Chocolate, egg cream drinking, bagel and deluxe, banana for this Jew asshole.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill. You need to cool that shit out. And that's the double truth, Ruth.
Cool what the hell?
Vous asseoir à ma table. Il fait si froid dehors. Ici c'est confortable. Laissez-vous faire, Milord. Et prenez bien vos aises, vos peines sur mon cœur. Et vos pieds sur une chaise. Je vous connais, Milord. Vous ne m'avez jamais vu. Je ne suis qu'une fille du port, une ombre de la rue. Pourtant, je vous ai frôlé quand vous passiez hier. Vous n'étiez pas peu fière, dame, le ciel vous comblait. Votre foulard de soie flottant sur vos épaules, vous aviez le beau rôle. On aurait dit le roi, vous marchiez en vainqueur au bras d'une demoiselle. Mon Dieu, qu'elle était belle, j'en ai froid dans le cœur. Allez, venez, milord, vous asseoir à ma table. Il fait si froid dehors, ici c'est confortable. Laissez-vous faire, milord, et prenez bien vos aises, vos peines sur mon cœur. Et vos pieds sur une chaise, je vous connais, milord. Vous ne m'avez jamais vu, je ne suis qu'une fille du port, une ombre de la rue. Dire qu'il suffit parfois qu'il y ait un navire pour que tout se déchire. Quand le navire s'en va, il emmenait avec lui la douce aux yeux si tendres, qui n'a pas su comprendre qu'elle brisait votre vie. L'amour, ça fait pleurer, comme quoi l'existence, ça vous donne toutes les chances pour les reprendre après. Allez, venez, milord, vous avez l'air d'un môme, laissez-vous faire, milord, venez dans mon royaume. Je soigne les remords, je chante la romance, je chante les milords qui n'ont pas eu de chance. Regardez-moi, milord, vous ne m'avez jamais vu, mais vous pleurez, milord, ça je l'aurais jamais cru. Eh ben voyons, milord, souriez-moi, milord. Mieux que ça, un petit effort. Voilà, c'est ça. Allez, riez, milord. Allez, chantez, milord. Ta da 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 da. Mais oui, dansez, milord. Ta da 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 da. Bravo, milord. Ta da 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 ta da 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 da.
I got cheese in my pockets and a pot and a stomach full of raw meat. I got rats following me around, man. Cool like the head. Don't be diddling.
We gotta definitely write a song about how we do not diddle kids. Do not diddle kids. It's no good diddling kids.
There is no quicker way for people to think that you are diddling kids than by writing a song about it.
You gotta write a song that says, ooh, I wouldn't do it with anybody younger than my daughter. No, little kids gotta be big. Older than my wife, younger than my daughter, something like that.
Don't write a song about that.
No.
Around.
the 40 Dukes. The next Dukes is always my place or yours.
Let's kick some bass behind closed doors.
We gotta get the cab. The cab driver said he recognized my girlie from the back of her head.
He said a little something about chips of bass.
So I made him stop the cab to get out of the place. Should've moved back, man, I always regret it.
Something's going on
and I'll probably never get it.
She was crying like a baby.
Stupid dumb.
It's just too bad
that, that girl's a bum. She's crafty.
Crouching Slogan Heinen, Arnold Schwarzenegger interviewt den Stegen Hanna.
Schlupitzel,
Kartoffel, Schlieben, Klappen.
Sing like Sing.
Ja, Scheiße in den Dorfen.
Sie, Konputsch die, Pichli Pachli.
Ja, Ille, Token und Steigen, ich bin Amerikaner, Arnold Schwarzenegger, ich, Gouvernanana, Token Hammer Digende, ja.
Hab ihn nice gen, scheiße.
Danke. Wokenheimer in Stoken Dupende, ja, da.
Schrieknaken.
Hans Schwarzenegger.
Brücknaken, Stokenhagen, da.
Darsteller eines Films, der alle Kassenrekorde sprengt. Was ist das für ein Gefühl und wie sind Sie dazu gekommen?
Es ist ein fantastisches Gefühl, wenn man einen Kassenschlager hat. Nicht nur einen Kassenschlager in Amerika, aber einen Kassenschlager international. Also der Film ist wirklich sehr gut angekommen. Nicht nur also finanziell, also bei der Kasse, sondern auch bei den Kritiken. Also sehr gut angekommen. Wir haben wirklich sehr gute Kritiken bekommen. Und das für mich als Schauspieler zurzeit sehr wichtig ist.
Ich glaube, eins der größten Komplimente, die man Ihnen gemacht hat, war die Tatsache, dass man gesagt hat, nicht eine einzige Szene in diesem Film ist gedoubelt. Alles
ja, das
selber gemacht.
Das stimmt und es ist deswegen, weil die haben nämlich keinen Stuntman oder Double für mich gefunden, weil es eben keinen zweiten gibt, der solche Muskeln hat.
Schwarzenegger, ich auch in Tigern durchgehen. Stocken in Berlin, Schwarzenegger, die ich bin John Scheißer, da.
Scheik, Feigen, Nicknacken,
Putinegi. Oh, Putinegi, Feigen, Naka.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Putin sagen.
Ja, Token Stropen.
To me, they're all the same. I hug them and I
beard and I show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer.
Yeah.
Please, don't do this. Please. Come on. Look, Star.
Jack.
Yeah.
I'm ready to shoot.
20 minutes, huh?
No, I'm ready now. It's got to be now.
20 minutes, babe.
Fuck it. Hey. No. Hey, Jack. I'm ready to shoot now. My cock is ready. I want to fuck. Let's go.
20 minutes.
I want to fuck. Who's it going to be?
What?
Who do you want to start fucking, me or him?
Me?
What? Shut up, okay?
I didn't do anything to you.
What? You're not even an actor, man. You got no business being here. You're not a fucking actor.
Yes, I am.
No. I'm an actor, man. I'm a real fucking actor.
Shut up.
What?
Hey, come on.
Shut up,
man. Mickey Mouse bullshit. Come on. I want you to go in there. I want you to cool off. Okay? Just cool off. And we'll come back to shoot the scene.
I said I'm ready to shoot.
Not now.
I'm not going to tell you again, Jack.
I'm not going to shoot you in the state you're in.
What do you mean, state? State of California? I know where the fuck I am,
Jack. Jesus Christ, you've been up for 2 days.
No, I haven't been up for 2 days.
Nevertheless, you look like you haven't been asleep. So I ain't gonna shoot you this way because you don't look good.
You know what? You don't tell me anything, okay?
Really?
You're not the boss of me.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you the king, huh?
Yes!
Don't fucking touch me, man!
Just
No. You shut up, too. You're not the mother of me, and you're not my boss. You're not my mother. You're not my fucking mom.
Hey, man.
No, I'm ready to shoot the scene. I want to shoot the scene. I'm fine.
I want you out of here.
Look, it's over, okay? I'm done.
Listen,
I'm ready to shoot.
I want you.
Don't you fucking call me a kid.
What?
I'll fuck you up. You want to see me kick some ass? I do fucking karate. You want to fuck
you? Get out of here.
Come on.
You are fired. You're fired. You
fucking bitch. No. You know what? I'm the biggest star here, man. That's the way it is. I want to fuck. It's my big dick. So everybody get ready fucking now. You know what? Yeah, I don't need this shit. You know, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. You're not my boss. You're not the king of me. I am the fucking king of Dirk. You're nothing without me, Jack. You're fucking nothing. Fuck this,
Dirk,
man. I don't need
Dirk,
this shit.
Dirk, wait.
Oh, fuck
I'm
this,
so
man.
Sorry, Jack. I'm sorry.
Streams are ripe and swelled with rain. May she will stay, resting in my arms again. Restless walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn low, chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
You've been listening to Cool Like the Head on WMFO Medford. Our hour is coming to a close. I've been and I still will be Bobby Familiar.
I'm Jonathan Carver. Thank you to our guest, Liam Carver.
It was an absolute pleasure.
Anyway, we got, it's 11:54. We're going to roll you out. Good night.
Yeah, I hope we can sonically tuck you in to your comfort zone. Sleep tight, babies.
of the season. When love runs high in this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me?
Has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know.
It's the time of the season for love.
Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical.